You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Elle Jones. I'm a poet and a teacher and an advocate from Halifax, Nova Scotia. So here in Moncton and Dieppe, New Brunswick, to celebrate Afrofest. So my mother is from Trinidad. My dad's from Wales, so Great Britain, and they met when my mom went to university. And then I live in Africa, Nova Scotia. So I'm an all-over person, so someone from the African diaspora. So tonight we're celebrating Africans not only all across the continent, but also all across the world, which I represent. So this is the third Afrofest. It's been in Fredericton, where Sa Andrew lives. And this year, Moncton really wanted to have Afrofest because it's such a diverse community and they wanted to support it. So I think they asked them to come here. So by invitation, you have Afrofest. Tonight was in Moncton. Last night was in Dieppe. So two nights plus today, there was also in Dieppe at the Arts Center, a bunch of workshops. So poetry, drumming, different panels on things like identity or being an African woman. So for the third year, it's amazing to see how much it's expanded. It's gone from a school gym to now the Casino New Brunswick Hotel. And that's amazing to see. You've seen all kinds of politicians here supporting, support really from across the community. And that's a beautiful thing to see. There's a lot of negative stereotypes of Africa that a lot of people always see. So to see African culture here in its full brilliance and its beauty, we saw, you know, drumming, singing, dancing, we heard professors, teachers, poetry. So just to see all kinds of culture, I think really one shows the brilliance, the intelligence, the culture that comes out of Africa, and then also just to see all the different cultures. So again, we always hear about Africa, but to hear about all the different countries and just to see that, I think that's a really powerful thing. And of course that everybody was welcomed here. So not just people from the continent, but people from, you saw all different cultures here tonight. And that also I think is really important, that it's not just for people who are from Africa, but it's African culture going out to Canada and then to the world as well. Well, Nova Scotia has a long history both with the African diaspora and with Africa. So we were actually one of the first provinces in Canada, one of the first places in Canada who always used African. So the African United Baptist Association, African churches, Africville. So very early, even before Garvey, African Nova Scotians always recognize their connection to Africa. So there's a long, long history here. Not here in Nova Scotia. I'm not in Nova Scotia, but a long history in Nova Scotia. I mentioned Garvey, for example, the Menelik halls that exist in places like Cape Breton. Garvey actually gave a speech in Halifax that Redemption Song by Bob Marley is based on. So you see that African Nova Scotian culture has actually gone across the diaspora. So I think for people to know that this is a very historic place in Nova Scotia. There's a 400-year-old community. The first African person to set foot in North America was Matthew da Costa in 1603, who was translating for the Portuguese, which always raises the question, how did he know Mi'kmaq? So Africans may well have had a presence before then. So there's a long connection. So for people out there, if you don't know about African Nova Scotia, you should definitely come check it out, learn some of the history, find out about the community, some of the oldest settlements in North America. I was really grateful and blessed that I got to come here and see everything that was here. And I think we can also bring some of that energy back into Halifax. And for people in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, you know, we often think of the black community more in Toronto or Montreal. But there's growing communities here in the Maritimes, and particularly African communities. I know there's more people coming in all the time. So I hope that we can continue to build our communities together and keep exchanging culture and keep exchanging with each other, because we know, of course, that this region in particular is driven by immigration. We need more immigrants. We need more diversity coming into this region. So the power of this region, because we're such small places, is through people coming in. So to see Africans coming more and more and giving the culture into the community and really blessing all of our communities is important. So I hope we continue between our provinces to go back and forth and to build together. And that's going to be exciting to see.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.